Hello, hello, gorgeous ones. Luann Marine here, coming to you live in the Goddess Inner Circle and wherever else you're watching this. I'm doing the weekly purpose message. I normally do them on Mondays, but I think we had our live series end last week, so I gave you a day off. Now, just as a reminder, the videos will be coming down on Friday, and if you want to do join us in the online class, please. All the links are in here. But today is about, you know, really giving you some guidance and some inspiration on your path to your purpose. So again, you know, mostly I work with spiritual women who want to identify their life purpose so they can make a greater impact in the world, and they want to make sure it's aligned to what they're here to do. So I talked to lots of ladies. I'm sitting on the ground here upstairs in a different place. I hope the internet is good here. Let me know. I hope it is good. Way better than downstairs. But that's what I do. And today's message is courtesy of the Animal Dreaming card by Scott Alexander King. He's an amazing author, speaker, psychic. I've had a couple of readings from him in the past, many years ago. But these are his work here. So you can choose one, two, or three, and or you can take the whole three. And say hello to me when you come on. If I can see the, I can't see the messages. Anyway, oh, hello, Jackie. I can see you. Good to see you, beautiful. And, oh, I love that you're here because you're an amazing healer and you're over in Sydney for those who need some deep work. And yeah, you're an amazing woman, so I must get you on here and interview you sometime, Jackie. Have I sent you the link? I need to. The women in here need to see you. So one, two, or three. I'm going to start with the first card. Now, these are not ones that I use all the time, so I'm going to read from you from the book as well, and then give my interpretation of it. Okay, right. So for those who have chosen the first card, have a look at these. They're beautifully illustrated. I don't know who illustrated them. But this is Turtle, right? Turtle and Mother Earth. And I also, you know, I'm taking notice of the number here, two. Two but drawn to three. Yeah. Jennifer, good to see you, beautiful. Yay. It does work. So the first of all, I'm kind of drawn to 34, and 34 in numerology is reduced to number 7. And Lynn Basuchel, she is an amazing numerologist. She teaches numerology. I don't teach that, but I love it. It's another beautiful system to guide us towards our purpose in some shape or form. And it goes to the number 7. Now, what I remember of the 7, and also Michelle Scott, she's an amazing numerologist as well. So the number 7 to me means like the spirituality and a connection to that and knowing what that is. So first of all, if you chose this one here, 3 is popular today, Jennifer. If you chose this one to here, there's a spiritual flavor to this and to your path of purpose. So the turtle, so again, the turtle is very connected to the earth. You know, remember when she has her egg, she buries them deep in the sand and she trusts that Mother Earth is going to take care of them. And then when those little turtles, you know, come out and they emerge, it's like a rebirth, right? It's like this rebirth is happening. And so if you've chosen number 1 today, and if you're not here live, hashtag replay, you know, this is a reminder that we can be rebirthed at any time in our life. Right, and what I mean by rebirth is that we can start something new. We can change a way that we have been operating in the world that no longer serves us. We just have to be conscious of that. And so maybe there's something today, knowing we are always, always protected by Mother Earth, by the divine, by our purpose. We just have to know what that is so we can align up with it. But know you're always looked after by Mother Earth. And so I want to read here. It says, if the turtle has nudged her way into your cards today, you are being prepared for profound change. I didn't read this before. Profound change in the form of healing. I think that's why you're here, Jackie, in the way of performed healing, regarding family issues, secrets, personal growth, and awakening of all sorts. You literally are being prepared for rebirth, emergence, and a return to clarity. So these readings are to really support you on your purpose. And sometimes I feel that we get into it, there's phases in life, right? There's different phases that we all go through, kind of like the heroine's journey. And for the person who's watching and you're in a phase of rebirth, of newness, and that's exciting. It can be scary, because for that rebirth to happen, we've got to do some healing. So there's a message for you if there's a particular area in your life. And I know in this group there are amazing healers. You don't have to do it by yourself, but also Turtle is telling you that Mother Earth is also looking after you. So that is the first card. So let's go to the second card. There's a bit of a theme here today. There is a bit of a theme. So the second card is the kookaburra. And I'll post these up later. So the kookaburra. How interesting. So the card number is 16. You always put them down into one number, which is a number 7 again. So we're kind of speaking spiritual truth today. Yeah, we're really honing into that. So 7 is the card. And the kookaburra, it says healing. Now, when you think of the kookaburra, you know, they have that laugh, right? They laugh and well, I don't know if it's funny or not, but it's loud. It's very loud. And the card says, the book actually says, the kookaburra is here to remind you to take responsibility for your own healing. And to do that, it's one of the most confronting things that we need to do. Like, you know, we don't kind of walk around going, oh, I need to go and get some healing today, or some of us too. Oh my gosh, yes. Is it the 7th today? No, tomorrow. Jackie, 7th of, yes, sorry, the July. Of course. I'm getting off track here. Okay, tap in, Luam. So, again, so to take responsibility for our own healing is a huge thing. But it's like we're dragging, I mean, it's baggage, right? We've all heard the analogy of we've got these extra baggage and you can't see them, but you can feel them on our shoulders. And for us to step into our purpose and be aligned with it and express it in the world, to make great change, if that's what you want to do, we have to get these baggage off our shoulders. And so again, another message for healing, right? Another message for healing, because I'm thinking into the kookaburra laughs. And sometimes when we don't want to acknowledge something that we need to do, that's kind of out of our comfort zone, we might laugh it off, right? We might laugh it off. Oh, I've got a sore shoulder, or, you know, I'm depressed, or whatever this is. We're not confronting it. So the other thing I'm reading here is kookaburras also catch snakes by plunging down and seizing them behind the head. Then they fly up high and drop them into the air. So, you know, drop them to their death. Poor little snakes. But the snake is the harbor is a representation of healing. Big words. On all levels. So therefore, the bird's telling us to take responsibility for our own healing and to not laugh it off. That's pretty much what it is. Because when the kookaburra awakens in us, it awakens our inner truth. And again, it's a new day. So it's maybe a message to start on the journey to heal. Not all of you. We're not all broken, but there's pieces of us that kind of keep coming up over and over again. You know, and we laugh it off or we push it away and we don't want to acknowledge it, but feel into the freedom of getting rid of it once and for all. So that's the second card. Yes, Thursday. Now, our third card. Sorry, that was a second card. Our third card for you both, Jennifer and Jackie. Well, that was yours, is the bowerbird. The bowerbird. And the word there is dowry, right? And I'm looking at this going, wow, let's have a look in the bowerbird. So the bowerbird, you'll see he's building a nest there. And the bowerbird, the male bowerbird, like he builds his nest, but he loves the colour blue. I think it's the colour blue, and he goes, like, he picks up pens or shiny objects and he'll put them into the nest. And the more beautiful his nest, the better the mate that comes to, you know, jiggy jig with him. So he's like making things nurturing and beautiful for him, for his mate to come in. So when this comes into your life, the bowerbird is suggesting to you to make preparations for the next phase. Now, I said the next phase, the phase of your life last time, but it's encouraging you to gather together all that you need, right? What tools do I need? You know, maybe you're at a space now where you've done the healing, but there's something on your heart that you really want to do, a goal or a dream or a vision that you've just been busy, right? You've been busy. We're all busy, right? And it's not a badge of honor, by the way, to myself. And so it's like you're collecting the knowledge, the wisdom, like into your nest, kind of like the bowerbird. So you are in preparation to do something bigger in your spiritual development. That's what it says here, right? So I love that message. I love that message, gathering all your things together. And it can even feel like a review of what you already know, right? It's not like maybe you have to learn something completely different, and maybe, you know, I'm seeing this circle, and it's got crisscrosses on the circle, and some of it's shaded in and some of it's missing. So you just have to find the missing pieces to put in there. But what I'm saying is sometimes it's a new thing you might need to look at, and or go back to what you've already, you know, what tools you already have, and go, is there a new way of doing this? Right? So in preparation for your next phase, which sounds very exciting to me. Very, very exciting to me. Does that make sense, Jackie and Jennifer? I love this. What's next? What's next? So there's our cards, beautiful one. I'm keeping it short and sharp today. We've got the turtle, Mother Earth. We have the kookaburra, which is healing. And we have the bowerbird, which is the dowry, right? Making it all things pretty. All right, gorgeous one. So I will be back very soon. Lots of love to you. Have a great, great week. I'm very excited because I'm preparing something. I'm in the midst of something of a new way of doing things using hand analysis. So that is going to be able to be accessed by a lot more spiritual women, right, who want to align to their purpose and to really make a great impact in the world. So I'm working on that. That's my new project. So again, lots of love to you, and we'll see you soon. Bye, Jackie. Bye, Jennifer.